altered by the same alteration that he applies to nature, human is affected by irrefrainable neurosis. And commerce is a psychological set of conflicting displacements, momentarily persuading the disoriented spectators. And the most effective form of commerce is a pornographical displayment of the merchandised product. And in the automated replacement, humans cease to have an impact on their moral senses. And we are at times reminded of the natural splendor, but can no longer dismantle the shuttle we have launched to discover the dark unknown. And we are incapable of removing ourselves from understanding the ever-sophisticating technique surrounding us. And the physical maintenance of a pure status has collapsed in front of the psychological invasion of telecommunication. And since each of us is expected to conform to the social standard, we have no possibility to fully express our identity. And the commercial rape is a firm imposition of a pornographical moment. And the source of our earnings is also the source of our expenses. And one feels anyway compelled to try in first person what he knows from a second person to be a mistake. And while the richness in appearance has the first impact, the profoundness of the substance has the lasting message. And artificialization is a glossy layer hiding the human disturbance and maintaining a splendor of fakeness. And it has become everyone's goal to establish a material security and no longer a spiritual one. And the artificiality that is generated by the artificial medium loses any direct connection with nature and thus have us disoriented. And the only noble action as individuals is to give dignity back to the remainings of the massive social production. And it is in the absorption of the technical medium that our nature alters into a frantic neurosis. And there is no apparent difference between whom wants to create a monument to depict his passionate struggle and whom does it to establish himself over the others. And a rightful judgment must look beyond the constructed persuasion into the practical qualities of the analyzed matter. And once the locals have betrayed their identity, all of their resources are handed to the global barbarian. And social control obstaculates our willing to be constructive, and we turn self-deconstructive. And once the social mechanism has been learned, it's just a matter of tweaking its parameters in order to survive. And those that dare to manifest themselves are degraded by those that are represented by a political institution. And in the emancipation of the social unfamiliarity, one is drawn to create his dark phobia. and ever since the causes of danger has diminished, the cases of voluntary self-destruction have augmented. As society in its most civilized manifestation takes even care of our moral issues, the individual becomes aseptic. And we get fully engaged with our social role, experiencing that an isolated sustainability is no longer possible. And ultimately it is the divine homogenization to reshine the dark subdivision applied by the social human. And the opinion of whom let himself unconditionally be comforted by society is always neutral. And it is a phobia for security to complicate our otherwise simple human procedures. And while society appears to abolish the master-to-slave situation, it only hides behind its institutions. And it is in the natural sun that we substitute with an artificial one that is the most profound revelation. The apathy resulting from the passive consumption of a medium which do not allude but amplifies a representation. And in our vanity of local organizers, we invite the arrogant foreigner to implant his seeds in a land which he has never experienced. And if the addiction to our material habits keeps us refrained, the addiction to our immaterial habits always bring us to new discoveries. And it's in these full manifestation that nature awakes the senses that society, with its artificial implements, put asleep. And spirituality is a temporary fulfillment of a struggle lived in first person. And as in a passive democracy, no leadership can be stabilized, the collectiveness remains in a state of indecision. And any potential crystallization of the spirit is prevented by the resetting of the mechanized society. And as long as we rely on our own endurance, the destination of our willing will always be at size. And it's uncareful to think that unsensitive exploitation won't more or less directly reverse towards us. How the character of a master extends to his kingdom, and now the opposing character of a slave has to either rebel or leave. And the duties of a community will be naturally embraced without the need of a social design to moderate. And a large portion of our natural resources is sacrificed for a materialistic sake with no noble value. And the appreciation of a truthful poetry can only occur in a state of essential poverty. And in our immersed devotion with society, we cease to see our primary duty as single humans in nature. And how plain is the road that was laid for us, and how vital the one that we intuitively explore. And it's in a moment of vigor that we dare to get rid of our commodities, but we soon retreat in the general less. And we wait in vain for an outer support when our inner one could have gone much further. And any carrier of a message shall fully experience its way in order to deliver it, reach with meaning. And while the scaffolding hosting on our material values are well polished, the one that could also wear spiritual values are left rotting. And in the sealed settlement of the artificial society, no mutations are perceived, but only drastic changes. And the assumption that one should keep facing the outside in order to up-to-date obscured the healthier way of discovering by enhancing an inner movement. And one has to regret his spontaneous enthusiasm due to the social implications to be faced in order to achieve it. And the only monumentality that can be achieved under the social regulations is the one that has secundated. And as humans lose their link to nature, they lose the sensibility to refrain them from a thirst of appropriation. And due to his commercial ground, any social relationship results in hate. And it is impossible to give oneself a limit unless there's a firm frame to moderate it. And where bureaucracy is the social medium, all the social members progressively turns into bureaucrats. And the more immediate is the accomplishment of a medium, the more silly becomes its output.